ba ba da ba 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 do ba do ba ba da da ba da da do ba ba da da.
With five fourteen kids.
All right, everybody, we are back with another episode in April, and again, April is a history-making month. I'm joined by my guest host, Mr. Matthew McVeigh, second timer on the pod.
You know it.
Yep, wearing his second time flannel.
That's right.
Every second timer gets a shirt that maybe they already have on.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Who knows?
We'll see.
It's a unique gift for each second timer.
Yeah, I go all out for the second timers, you know? But if you are new to the podcast or you're joining us again, this is a podcast where we help parents and kids talk about what's happening on Sunday and bring it out through the rest of the week. And so this month, in the month of April, we have been learning about patience. Patience is waiting until later for what you want now. And we will be a little patient before we dive into what we've learned, because we're going to talk about one thing that we ask everybody.
That's right.
When they come back on. What is one thing that is making you happy right now?
One thing that's making me happy right now is I'm getting married.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited about that.
It's very exciting.
It's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Very cool.
Very cool. And that's it. I'm getting married.
Getting married.
Yeah.
When's the big day, Matthew?
November 15th.
Wow. Mr. Matthew McVeigh.
It's crazy.
It's going to be crazy when that's your name.
It's because right now it's not.
Just kidding. It is. That's why that's funny.
It was hilarious, Dan.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. What's making you happy right now?
Oh, man. Again, there are quite a few things that is making me happy, but the NBA playoffs.
Okay.
NBA playoffs are here.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I love this time of year.
You do. He does. He talks about it. Even when it's not the playoffs.
When it's not the playoffs, I do talk about the playoffs. Because there's games on every night.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's wide open. The Nuggets are probably going to win the championship again.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I don't love that. The Nuggets are the team in basketball that kind of like all of the players kind of annoy me.
Yeah.
Even though they're so good. They're like a really great team and they're fun to watch, but like, I don't really like rooting for any of the people on the team, you know? And so I'm hoping that they don't win, but they're probably going to win.
I think the Detroit Pistons are going to win it all.
Oh, dude. They set a record this year.
Yeah.
For the most consecutive losses. They have not sniffed the playoffs for a long time. Now, I will say, I don't sleep very well. For the people listening that don't know that about me, I don't sleep very well. And I grew up a Pistons fan. So this year's has been rough. But what I have done during the moments of time where I'm awake in the middle of the night, I go to YouTube on my phone and I do watch highlights from like Pistons teams that I have loved.
The glory days.
Yeah. Like I watched a 59-minute YouTube video at like 3 a.m. that kind of did a condensed version of the 2003-2004 finals where the Pistons beat the Lakers 4-1. And I watched like an hour long of, it had like condensed versions of the games, like they took the breaks out. But I did watch the full video at like 3 a.m. because I could not sleep. And so—
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's the kind of basketball nerd that I am. I love it. And so the NBA playoffs are, you know, I feel like I talk about the NBA a lot on here, but like, I love this time of year.
Love
it's great.
Basketball,
I just
man.
Love basketball.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's not. So guys, I want you to pause the podcast. Talk about what is one thing that is making you guys happy right now and why is it the NBA playoffs? Just kidding. We'll see you on the other side. All right. I hope that was great conversation. Now we are catching up on what we've learned so far. This month, week 3, we learned when you have to wait, remember what's true. And we talked about Exodus 32:1-35. So now we're going to read 35 verses. No, I'm just kidding. That's a long, long section. We will not be reading it. We are going to recap it. So we're talking about right after the Israelites were freed from what country, Matthew?
Egypt.
Egypt, that's right. And Pharaoh, good guy, bad guy?
Not a great guy.
Not a great guy.
Bad guy.
So he had enslaved them. And who led them out of Egypt?
Moses.
And Moses took them through the Red Sea. With God's help, he parted the waters. God delivered his people, the Israelites, from slavery in Egypt. And now they're wandering the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And God has provided bread falling from the sky, right? Like, it's an amazing experience. But Moses, he decides to, they're at a place called Mount Sinai. And Moses, what's he do at Mount Sinai?
He goes up to the top of the mountain to speak up with God.
He's speaking with God, and that's pretty cool.
It's awesome.
And he's up there 40 days.
Yeah.
And so, during that time, the Israelites, they're just like chilling, right?
Just hanging out. They're just hanging out at the bottom of the mountain.
Are they getting a little nervous?
They are. They're not 100% certain what's going on.
Yeah. They're not really sure, right? They don't know. And so are they like chill about it, or do they keep doing their thing, or do they like...
You know, they did all right for a little while.
Yeah.
Eventually not so well.
Not so hot, right? So one of the commandments was do not worship anything other than God, right? Mm-hmm. Do not worship false idols, mm-hmm. okay? And so the Israelites, what'd they do?
They decided to create... Mm-hmm. A golden calf idol, an object, and worship it.
Yeah.
Because they were unsure when Moses was going to come down from the mountain.
If Moses was ever going to come down from the mountain. It's not like they could just text him and be like, hey, Moses, you good, dude?
You good?
Like, need us to run up anything for you?
Yeah, what's your ETA?
Yeah, yeah. Like, hey, what? We're going to Chipotle. Do you want anything?
Yeah.
You know, like...
Send you the group order link.
Yeah, that's not happening, that. Right?
They didn't have Chipotles back then.
Dude, wild times, man.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I can. When I was in college, no Chipotle until like my junior year.
Oh yeah, because they only had one in Denver.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there were some in Columbus. There just weren't anywhere I was.
Oh.
We had to drive to Cincinnati.
Oh.
45-minute drive if we wanted Chipotle.
Gosh.
It's fine.
That's unfortunate.
It was better back then. But the Israelites, no Chipotle. Also, no chill, because they started worshiping this golden calf.
They did.
Now, did the golden calf deliver them from Egypt?
No.
No, did the golden calf part the Red Sea?
No.
No, did the golden calf provide bread falling from the sky enough for every day?
Certainly not.
No, the golden calf didn't do anything because it's a gold statue that they made from melted down jewelry.
Yeah, they took their own jewelry and melted it down and created this golden
calf. So as that's happening, Moses shows back up.
Yep.
And he's like, guys, what are we doing? Have we forgotten everything that God has done for us? Okay? And so what we see is that the Israelites did not, they had to wait. They were faced with this thing and they totally forgot everything that God had done.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when we have to wait on something, we can't focus on anything else, right? And we start to forget about the things that maybe people have done for us previously, or we forget what God has done. And so we start to think about the fact that we have to wait and we have to wait, and we're just waiting for that thing that we expect to happen, and then it doesn't.
Mm.
And so Matthew, ever had an experience like that with somebody? Or describe a time where you've been waiting for something for a while.
Yeah. So one time I was waiting for something for a while, the week leading up to Easter.
Yes.
I and a couple of other people on staff decided to do a 72-hour fast.
Mm-hmm.
And fasting, for those of you who don't know, is essentially not eating for an extended period of time.
Sure.
In our case, for a specific purpose, which was to become
focus more on God,
grow in your intimacy with Him.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you're not eating for a while, you want to eat.
Little hangry.
You get pretty hungry. And so I was waiting.
Yeah.
For 72 hours to eat food.
Yeah.
And it was really hard to focus on anything else for a while.
Yeah.
You were
drinking a lot of water.
I was drinking a lot of water. I had some electrolyte powder that I put in the water that made it taste like salt water.
Yeah.
It was tough.
Yeah.
But it was hard to focus on anything else because I was just waiting around to eat.
Yeah. And so, guys, sometimes when I know when I've waited for somebody who said they were going to do something, right? Like if my parents said, hey, we're going to go here after I do this and this, right? That's something that happens a lot. And then those things tend to take a really long time.
Yeah.
And like my mind, is like, I think about things a lot. So when something is on my mind, I think about it all the time. I'm like kind of obsessive in that way. And so it's really hard for me to think about something else. I get like really focused on something. Mm. It's really hard for me to think about something else. So I remember growing up, my mom would always be like, hey, we're going to run to the comic book store or we'll go to the toy store. But I have to do this and this and this first, right? And then it seemed like along the way that more errands would get put in. Even though my mom told me, and my mom is very loyal, she always keeps her word, right? She does like a, she's very good about it. You know, sometimes I would be like, oh man, we're never gonna get to that comic book store or we're never gonna get to that toy store. Also, I like to be at home. So like my social battery was really running low. My battery to be out in public was really running low. Even though my mom has kept her word, I would forget that, oh, she promises me. She promised me we would do this. It's gonna happen, right? And so it can be really hard. And the Israelites, even to a bigger scale, like as trustworthy as my mom is, God is infinitely more trustworthy. And the Israelites just totally forgot about that. And
they did not remember.
It's really hard to be patient, but we can trust that God always keeps his promises and we can always remember all the times that God has been there for us before. So that is what we learned week three. When you have to wait, remember what's true. Week four, what did we learn, Matthew?
Week four, we learned that God is with you while you wait.
Oof, that's right. And we learned about a man named Simeon. Now, Simeon was promised that he would meet the Messiah. Matthew, what's the Messiah?
The Messiah is the savior of Israel, of God's people.
That's right. It's what was God promised to save the world. Mm-hmm. And so Simeon was promised by God that he would meet the Messiah.
Who was Jesus.
Who was Jesus, yes. That's right. And so God's people had been waiting for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years for the Messiah or the Savior. And God promised that to Simeon. And so Simeon waited a really, really long time. So finally, when Mary and Joseph came to the temple with baby Jesus, Simeon saw what he had been waiting for. And I believe he like sang. Right? Yeah. And that was like a really cool moment. After all of this time, the Israelite people, Simeon, can you imagine they felt pretty discouraged?
I can imagine that, yeah.
There was a time, so one of my favorite bands is a band called, what is it, Matthew?
The Pomegranates.
The Pomegranates, that's right.
I knew that.
Band from Cincinnati, if you have been to our church, you know that our countdown song before we start our kids' services is a song from the Pomegranates. Mm-hmm. And so—
It's a great song.
It's great. It's called Everybody Come Outside. And so—
dun, 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 dun.
That's right.
Dun, dun. You kids know what I'm talking about.
It's so good. And so they recorded like an EP, which is like not a full album.
Yeah.
It's like extended play. It's like songs that maybe didn't make it onto a full album.
It's usually four or five songs, three or four.
Yeah. And so I had pre-ordered it. And it was from like a small independent label. They were putting it together themselves. They were funding it themselves. They did not have like a record label. So this like, the people that made it, they were just waiting on the pre-orders. And like months went by. And then like months went by. And then I remembered that I ordered it.
You forgot.
I forgot that I ordered it. So I sent an email saying, hey, I don't know if I missed this, but like, is there any word when this is coming out? And guess what?
What?
I didn't get an email back. And so more months went by. More months went by. I had forgotten again that I had even ordered it. So like not all, it was so long that I had forgotten not once, but twice that I had ordered this thing. And I thought, I got scammed. I got scammed, or they didn't get enough to like fund the project.
Yeah.
And then one day I'm out checking the mail and I see up at the front door, there's like a brown package. And I was like, I didn't order anything. And I go and I open it and it's the album. It's the vinyl album. And I was so excited because I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot that this even happened. And so all of this time I was waiting, I was waiting, I was waiting. And it was like right there, fulfilled. And so I got discouraged and then I totally forgot that it happened.
Yeah.
Now, like I knew I had a buddy who was also waiting and he also forgot. So like not only did both of us forget, but while we remembered, we were like able to commiserate and be like, dude, they took our, you know, like this label took our money.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if this band who like we kind of knew some of the guys in the band, like I didn't even know if they knew about it. And so, you know, it's good to not wait by yourself.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Matthew, who is someone in your life that has been there for you while you waited for something?
Yeah. I mean, I'll use the same example from before. Mm-hmm. When I was doing the 72-hour fast, there were multiple people on staff as well that were doing it with me.
Yeah.
And that, I hold to the fact that I don't think I would have been able to
do it.
Do a 72-hour thing without other people doing it with me. like you said, the shared experience, being able to share how you're feeling and understand that other people feel the same as you.
Yeah.
There's a power and like a confidence and a peace that you get through challenging things while you wait.
Yeah.
Knowing that you're not the only one dealing with it.
Yeah. So I would say, like, I have a small group and I have led this I have led this small group with some iteration, some version of it with like some people, other people joined and kept going for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
I've led this group. So, like, a really long time. I think it was like April 2014, I started leading this group.
Wow. That's 10 years.
That's 10 years. It's a long time to do one thing, especially for me. And so, over those years, I've really developed close friends, and a lot of those friends have volunteered in kids, like Joe and Sarah and Sean and Amy and Chris and Victoria, and others have previously volunteered before they had kids. And so, you know, in that group, what I've learned is that, like, a lot of us have similar personality types, and we can relate to things. And so, when we've gone through, like, the last 10 years, we've gone from being, like, 24 or like, you know, 25 years old to being like, I'll be 35 this year.
Yeah.
And so that's a large stretch of our lives. Almost a third of my life I've had with these people to grow in experiences and learn what, you know, some of the things that I experienced 10 years ago, they're experiencing now. Some of the things that I'm experiencing now, they've experienced 5 years ago. And so we've been able to share these life experiences, and it just helps you feel like you're not alone, because God created us to be with people, right? And so God is with you while you wait all the time. It's great to have people here, and it's important to have people here. God created us to be in relationship with people here, but even when they don't understand something you're going through, God understands.
That's right.
And so that is what we learned week 4. God is with you while you wait. It can be difficult to find patience while you're waiting for something important or even something that's not important. At its core, patience is about trust. It's trusting people to follow through, trusting that the process will run smoothly, and most of all, trusting that God has our best interest in mind and that God's timing is better than our own. Thankfully, as we follow Jesus and the Holy Spirit is helping us grow in our ability to trust God, that God will be with us while we wait, and that can give us a little bit of hope, even when it's really hard to be patient. Whether we're not eating, whether we're going through something really hard, like a friend moves away or something goes on in our family, it can be really tough. So I want you guys to pause the podcast. Talk about someone in your life who's been there for you while you've waited for something, and why it's helpful to have people like that in your life. All right, guys. Now it's time we remember. What's our verse for the month, Matthew?
Our verse for the month, Psalm 27:14. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and don't lose hope. Wait for the Lord.
Guys, remember, patience is not just a good thing to do, it's what we were made to do.
That's right.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about that.
This is a segue.
All right, this is a time where we ask you a few questions. You guys can discuss it in the car. And so, Matthew, what can you do when you feel like you cannot wait any longer?
When you feel like you cannot wait any longer, what I've found to be the most helpful is to pray.
Yeah.
Just take some time. Stop, like, what you're doing entirely.
Yeah.
Don't, like, keep going on with whatever it is you are doing and just kind of passively talk to God.
Yeah.
But actually take a minute, sit down, go somewhere quiet,
yeah,
and and pray.
Yeah.
Maybe you go sit in your room on your bed or even on the floor and turn some music on or whatever and just talk to God, pray. Yeah. I think that spending time intentionally, specifically just with Him is very, very helpful, especially when you feel like you can't wait any longer for something.
Yeah. Sometimes what I will do is I will go and take a walk while I pray.
Walking is really good.
Yeah, because then I'm not going to be like worried about, I know kids, you might be worried about like, oh, I'm playing toys or like the TV's on or all of these things. Or like maybe you feel like self-conscious. I was always a little self-conscious that somebody could hear me praying.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And so I found like if you're not allowed to walk in your neighborhood, maybe go to your backyard.
Yeah.
If you have a swing set, get on the swings, do something like physically active to get your blood pumping.
Yeah.
But also spend time asking God that to be there with you while you wait. Or if like you can be honest with God and say, God, I really want this thing to happen and I'm having a really hard time. I said that in a prayer the other day. I said, God, I don't expect this thing to be any different. I know you can fix it right away, but you might not do that right away. And that's something that I am going to need help with. But right now, I feel really anxious and really scared. And I would like for you to do something if you can. And God helped me, right? And not everything was fixed, but I felt better about the situation. Yeah. And so, guys, I think prayer is great. Also, physical exercise is really great.
Yeah.
Right? Do something or like talk to somebody you trust.
Yeah.
After you pray.
Mm-hmm.
After you're doing something, go talk to somebody you trust. Maybe it's your parents. Maybe it's your best friend. Maybe it's a coach. And maybe it's a small group leader. Talk to somebody you trust about what you're feeling because chances are they felt it too. So parents, kids, why don't you guys pause the podcast and talk about this. What can you do when you feel like you cannot wait any longer? All right. I'm going to ask you this, Matthew. What's something that you're worried about right now?
Something that I'm worried about right now. I'm moving into a new apartment.
Ooh.
And I have, this will be, I know this shows how young I am and unexperienced with real life in a lot of ways that I am. This will be the first apartment that I ever lived.
Place you've lived by yourself.
Yeah, that I live by myself. Yeah. I'm, you know, paying rent and doing all of those things. And there's a lot about that that
can be scary.
That can be very scary. And so I've never had to think about money this way. I've never had to think about taking care of myself in this way. You know, when you gain this level of independence, there's it's very scary in a lot of ways. And so that is something that I'm worried about right now.
As you grow up, you get more privileges. As you get more privileges, you also get more responsibility.
Yeah.
And Matthew's experiencing that right now. That can be scary.
Yeah. I am thankful though for people like Dan and and my friends and family and those who are around me and God overall, because as we've kind of talked about throughout this podcast, and even in this the last question, what can you do when you feel like you cannot wait any longer? Sitting down, spending time with God, any time that I feel overwhelmed or too scared about everything that's happening in my life, spending time with God 10, 15 minutes, even 5 minutes, I've never come out of those times with Him feeling worse than before.
Yeah.
It's always been a better time afterwards.
Yeah. I am worried, and this is something, you know, Matthew knows this, a big part of my job is kids camp every year.
Yeah.
And so I'm not worried about how kids camp is going to go because we've done 10 of them.
Yeah.
And it's a lot, you know, like we've done a lot of them and we know how to do kids camp. But like sometimes around this time, I write everything. And so I'm worried about making it better and making it clear so that as many people as possible can understand it. And so this time of year, I'm like thinking about kids camp a lot. And so, that's something that's worrying me right now. It's like, I just want it to be really good, you know, because last year I thought was great. And so now
last year was awesome.
I feel the pressure to make this one even better.
Yeah.
And so if I'm not careful, I can try and do that by myself mm-hmm. instead of trusting that God is going to be there with me as I'm writing skits or yeah. as I'm talking about this or this. Yeah. And we've also got a great team, so I don't really need to be worried about it. But, you yeah, know, I think it's just something
we're pretty
that is
okay. we're pretty like, good.
That's important to me about Kids Camp is that I want to make sure it's good. And so that's something that's on my mind now. And so I want you guys to, we'll end the podcast here, but I want you guys to spend some time naming something that you're worried about right now. And then I want you guys to stop and pray and talk to God and ask him to help you with it as you figure out how to deal with it, okay? And guys, that's the end of our podcast for April. Matthew, thank you so much for joining.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Two-timer, man.
Two-timer.
Put it on the old resume.
In the history books.
Yeah, it is. Here it is. Guys, we are so glad you're here. And go talk about patience.
That's right.
Take her easy.
Take her easy.
This is a 514 Kids podcast. You're listening to it to learn and talk about how to fit Jesus into the rest of your week.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
We should keep that.